We're going to begin our program once again with an update on President Trump's condition and treatment. President Trump's physicians say he could be discharged from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center as soon as tomorrow. That's despite the fact that today his doctors announced some more details of his illness and that he's being treated with an additional drug as he battles COVID-19. Mr. Trump's medical team briefed reporters earlier today offering an update and trying to clear up some of the questions left by yesterday's briefing. To talk about the latest, we have NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith and NPR Health correspondent Ritu Chatterjee. Welcome to you both. And Ritu, I'm going to start with you.
Hi, Michelle.
Today we learned that the president saw his oxygen levels drop twice, Friday and yesterday, and that he got supplemental oxygen Friday at the White House. What has that told us about the course of the illness?
There's a lot we still don't know, Michelle, but as you point out, oxygen levels did drop, and White House physician Sean Conley today said that in response to those drops, doctors gave Trump another drug called dexamethasone, which is a steroid, and the course for this drug usually goes for several days. But let's talk about this for a second. This drug has been shown to reduce the risk of death in patients with severe disease, so very ill patients who are on ventilators, and also those who are on oxygen support. This drug doesn't benefit and can even do harm to patients with mild disease. Now, maybe he's receiving this and other interventions out of an abundance of caution, but it could also signal that Trump has a more severe case than his doctors have let on. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is an epidemiologist at Emory University and spoke to NPR on Weekend Edition Sunday. He thinks that the dips in oxygen levels suggest severe disease.
Once your oxygen saturation drops below 94%, even if it's transitory, you are immediately in the category of no longer mild or moderate, but you're in the category of severe disease. And it is in those patients that both remdesivir and dexamethasone has proven to be effective. And that's exactly what the president has received. He's received remdesivir and he's received dexamethasone. And that's where he currently is right now.
So this and other drugs he's getting, he has more than mild symptoms.
And what other interventions has he received?
So as Dr. Del Rio mentioned, he's received remdesivir, which is also given to people with more severe illness, as well as an experimental antibody cocktail from Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. It's also important to remember that these drugs can have side effects too. Dexamethasone, for example, is known to have psychiatric side effects, things like changes in mood, irritability, and even anxiety.
So let me go to Tamara Keith now. These briefings yesterday and today have at times offered a lack of clarity or conflicting details. So what did you hear about that today?
Well, you know, the detail about supplemental oxygen wasn't revealed yesterday. Today, Dr. Conley was a little evasive about the president's blood oxygenation levels at times. He was evasive when reporters asked about scans of the president's lungs and what they showed. He gave an answer that was not clear. The timeline about infection that Conley gave yesterday had to be walked back. And then there was the overall tone of the briefing yesterday. It was much rosier than a comment given right after the briefing by Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Sean Conley, the doctor, was asked about that today.
I was trying to reflect the upbeat attitude that the team, the president, that his course of illness has had. I didn't want to give any information that might steer the course of illness in another direction. And in doing so, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true.
Yeah, so the question that this raises is he trying to inform the public or is he giving a press conference to speak to his patient, the president of the United States? And one thing that stands out every time I read a memorandum from Conley, and he sends them out a couple of times a day about the president's status, he always starts it with, "I release the following information with the permission of President Donald J. Trump." So What he is sharing is only what the president wants shared.
Interesting. So the medical team said that Trump could go back to the White House as soon as tomorrow. So, Tam, what's your reaction to that?
You know, if he were to be released back to the White House tomorrow, that would completely contradict the explanations that were given for why he went there in the first place, why he went to the hospital. The White House had said that he was going there to work from the presidential offices out of an abundance of caution. Then in a video yesterday, Trump said that he went there because he wanted to keep working, and given that he's highly contagious, he wouldn't be able to go to the Oval Office, so it was better to be in the hospital where they have an office. But if he were to go home, all of those conditions would still be there.
And Ritu, what about you? What's your reaction to that, as briefly as you can?
Well, maybe, but even if he does, it's highly unlikely he's going to go back to business as usual. It's more likely that the hospital would be moving to the White House. He still needs to remain in isolation, and he will need to continue his treatment. Remdesivir is a five-day treatment, and he got his second dose on Saturday. If he gets the third dose today, there's two more days. Then dexamethasone is a several-day course. Also, people who recover from COVID-19 don't usually go back to feeling their old selves right away. People feel under the weather for weeks.
So people
have to wait and watch what the recovery looks like for the president.
Okay, thank you for that. That's NPR health correspondent Ritu Chatterjee and NPR White House correspondent Tamara Key. Thank you both so much for your insights here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.